Can you tell the person beside you, remind that person that you are blessed? Yeah. We should always remind each other about that.
Minsan kasi pag nagsama tayo, ang unang tanong natin, kumusta ka? So ngayon, maalala mo na yung problema mo dahil kinumusta ka eh.
Actually, daming problema, no? But when you see each other, it's good that we can remind each other, you know, the Lord is with you. Okay, so no matter what you're going through in life, hindi ka nag-iisa. May kasama ka. At hindi basta-basta yung kasama mo, Diyos ang kasama mo.
And the other greeting is, you know, you are blessed, you are a blessed person. And sometimes we have to see our lives in that light, no? Na blessed talaga tayo.
That is why I mentioned early today that when we enter the presence of God, we just set aside whatever we are going through. May mga problema tayo sa opisina, may problema sa bahay, may problema tayo sa labas.
And so when we enter the church, we keep our problems outside. Don't bring them before your God. Know that your God is a great God. He owns everything. He is the creator of all things. And He can change your situation with just a snap of His fingers. Pwede niyang baguhin ang mga sitwasyon ng buhay natin.
Pagkatapos ng misa, lalabas kayo. Minsan, kinukuha natin ulit yung mga problemang iniwan natin. No? Kung pwede lang, pag galing nyo sa simbahan, huwag nyo nang pulutin ulit. Okay? You go home with a renewed perspective that this time, I may see my problem, but I have God with me. Amen? Today, we talk about prayer again. If you notice, for the past few Sundays, yung message ng gospel is about prayer. A few Sundays ago, we heard the story of the 10 lepers who came to Christ and they pleaded with Christ to heal them. That's prayer. And what did Jesus say to them? Sabi niya, you go and show yourselves to the priest. So, the first ingredient that Jesus teaches us in prayer, you know, ang prayer kasi may mga ingredients yan that would make it very effective in your life. Sabi nga sa scriptures, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much in the kingdom of God. Sometimes when we make our prayers, akala natin walang nangyayari. Sometimes when yung mga nanay na pinagdadasal yung mga pasaway na anak, you know? Sometimes nakikita mo, nagdadasal ka for your children and nothing is happening to them. Minsan mas naglalala pa. They turn worse. But believe me, the moment you start focusing your mind and your heart towards God in prayer, the Holy Spirit comes and begins to do His work. Okay? We pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, and it is by the Holy Spirit that the answer of God, the prayers we make, becomes effective. The Holy Spirit comes to that person na pinagdadasal mo. Kaya, yung taong pinagdadasal, kahit gaano kalala ang sitwasyon niya, kahit gaano kalala yung hinaharap niya sa buhay, when you pray for that person, the Holy Spirit will not stop working in the life of that person. Amen? That's why Jesus taught us to pray. Because the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much in the kingdom of God. There is an effective way to pray. Amen? Amen? When baby pa lang yung mga bata, all they need to do is cry, darating ka agad yung gatas, di ba? They don't need to ask, they don't need to speak. pag-iyak lang ng bata, punta na kaagad yung nanay, may gatas na kaagad. Alam na ng nanay. No?
But the child who starts to communicate through crying suddenly grows up, marunong na magsalita. Ngayon, pag humingi pa yan, 30 years old na yan at humihingi sa'yo at dinadaan sa iyak, huwag mo nang bigyan. Okay? Marunong na magsalita yan. Dapat magsabi ka na. Okay? It's the same thing with God. There are things in our life when we were starting out in our Christian life, you know, konting iyak lang, konting, you know, nandyan ka agad, answered prayer ka agad. But as we begin to grow, we begin to move up in our spiritual life, we begin to realize that there are things that God requires from us now. We are not little children, we are not infants anymore. God now addresses us as sons and daughters, not children. And so, we come before God, and there are ways and that would make us effective in prayer. And a couple of Sundays ago, yun ang tinuro ni Lord in the parable of the 10 lepers, you know. Pumunta sila and they cried out, and Jesus said, you go and show yourselves to the priest. The first principle is faith. When you come before God, you have to have faith. Amen? Now, yung mga bata, wala namang faith yan, you know? But they started out with no faith, but then the parents work on them. Now that they are grown, you have to require certain things from them. Now that we have grown in our spiritual life, now God requires faith on our part. And what is faith? Faith is action. If this is what you believe, then you will move and act according to what you believe. Kaya nung sinabi niya sa mga lepers, you go, you show yourselves to the priest. Only healed people can go to the priest for inspection. And nandun pa yung leprosy nila. They were not yet healed, but Jesus already said, okay, you go and show yourselves to the priest. They acted in faith. On their way, hindi pa nga sila umabot doon sa mga pare, the healing already manifested. See? Faith is important. The second thing about prayer is we have to pray with a thankful heart. Amen? Amen? Hindi tayo nagpe-pray na grudgingly or murmuring against God. You know, you come before Him with a thankful heart. That will make prayer effective. In my life, in my early years as a Christian, ang dami kong reklamo sa Diyos. I murmured so much to God. At na-realize ko nung when I was murmuring and grumbling and complaining to God all the time, parang ang tagal dumating ang answer sa prayer ko. And I've realized that pag nagakinumod kita nga ron, no? Pag nagarineklamo kita, buabo kita at mga reklamo sa Diyos nga ron, ay hindi niya tayo pinagagalitan. Hindi siya galit sa atin when we do that. Pero alam mong ginagawa ng Diyos, He leaves you there. Okay, diyan ka muna. Ganun yung bata, pag nagre-reklamo, pag nag-iiyak-iyak, di ba? Nagdi-demand yung bata, hayaan mo muna. Okay? And so, nadidelay. And finally, you stop murmuring and you come before God and you say, Lord, I really need this, ganito. Now we are talking. Okay? So, we should have a thankful heart. Why? Because you are coming before a God who is not reluctant to help you. You are coming before God who is more than willing to answer your prayers. When you pray, you are not trying to lay hold of a God that is reluctant. Walang pakialam sa'yo, walang ganang tulungan ka. He is reluctant to help you. No, that is not God. When you pray, You are praying to a God who is more than willing to help you. So excited to give you His blessings. Yan ang Diyos na kausap po. That's why when you come before Him, you should already be grateful. Because even before you can open your mouth, God already see what you need. Amen? And He already has the best interest. Your best interest is already in His mind. Amen? Yan ang Diyos natin. Then, after that Sunday, we talked about prayer again. And this time, we talk about persistence. Amen? Persistence in prayer. One ingredient that would make prayer effective is when we are persistent. In other words, we don't easily give up. You know, God would put a dream in your heart. And that dream is so vivid in your heart, you know. Try to sit down one time at isipin mo, ano ba yung mga pangarap mo sa buhay? What are those things that you dreamed about, that you hoped? You know, sometimes pag hindi na natin nakikita, we just let go of them. And we dismiss those things, thinking that God will not give it to me. And the problem with that kind of attitude is that kung nag-antay ka lang ng konti, nandyan na sana. And many times we cause the delays of our prayers because we suddenly give up. Amen? I remember one time Bishop Dick was explaining, kasi sabi ko, when you pray, ang sabi sa Bible, it's already good as done. Yun ang sabi niya. So, today you pray for your healing, you pray for your finances today, and you ask God, God, at that time of prayer, already says yes, oo na. And He already promised the provision for you. But the problem is, God is in a place that has no time and no space, no time. Kaya everything in God's realm is now. So when you pray, you ask God's help, God says, yes, in His place, it's now. But for that answered prayer to come to you, it will enter through space and time. Tayo dito, we are subject to time. Kaya nga, when God says yes, now, it will take time to enter and come to you. Amen? God is not subject to time. We are subject to time. And so we need, when we ask of God, the answer does not come kagad. And it is your faith, your persistence to pray, that allows the door to be open. Minsan tayo, hindi tayo nagpe-persist, we close the door. Nandyan na yung blessing, nandyan na yung hinihingi mo, sarado na yung pinto mo. Okay? Aantay na naman yung Diyos, bubuksan mo yan. That's why persistence in prayer, you just keep the door open. Anytime, Lord, anytime. Let the blessing come. So kaya nga, sabi sa Bible, He makes all things beautiful, perfect in its time. Amen? He comes from a place where it's always now, no time. But the blessing will travel from that spot to your place where you are subject to time. That's why you just keep on praying. You just persist in prayer until what you have asked of God manifests. Amen? So, persistence is very important. Sabi niya, when you pray, we should pray unceasingly and do not lose heart. Huwag kayong ma-discourage. You know? There are prayers that God would answer right there and then. Comes. Bilis lang. Okay? There are prayers that would take time. But God already said yes. Meron nga isang pare, sinabi niya sa akin, God always answers your prayers. When I had an accident, na-accidente ako sa motor and I thought I was going to die dahil hindi gumagaling yung sugat ko and I found out that mataas masyado yung sugar ko. That's why my wounds are not closing. So when I was thinking about, you know, hanggang dito lang palang buhay ko, I look back in my life and I've realized that there was no prayer in my life that God did not answer. Amen? Understand this. Subukan nyo mamayang gabi, lumingon kayo sa mga nakaraan nyo, sa buhay nyo. And you will realize God always answers prayer. But He does not always give you what you want. That's what I've realized. He answered all my prayers, pero hindi lahat ng hinihingi ko binigay niya sa akin. And I'm glad. I'm so happy hindi binigay ng Diyos. You know, one time in my life, before I worked in the ministry, I was in college. I fell into trouble. Karoon ng problema sa college. And I was in Cebu at the time. Doon ako nag-college sa Cebu. I went to Santo Niño Shrine. And I knelt down before the Santo Niño. And I said, kunin mo na ako. You know? Take my life now. Spare me from the problem that I'm facing. You know? Yung kanta na yan, di ba? Memorize ko pa yan noon. Kunin mo, O Diyos, at tanggapin mo. You know? Sabi ko, kunin mo na ako. I was asking God to take my life. He answered my prayer, but He did not give me what I want. And today, I stand before you. I'm so glad God did not give that to me at kinuha niya yung buhay ko. You know, I would have missed the opportunity of serving you and working with the church. You see, God answers our prayers. And this is something we need to understand in prayer. He answers it with an outright yes. Kaya meron tayong prayers na pag hiningi natin, outright, nandyan ka agad. Yes. And that is what we all want. Diba? Diba? O, sa lahat mga nagpe-pray, yung gusto talaga natin, yung paghingi mo kay Lord, yes, instant noodles. Diba? Nandyan ka agad. Di ka na mag-aantay. God does that many times in my life also. The second answer of God when we pray, eto medyo hindi natin gusto. We don't like this. But the second way He answers us is He answers us with an outright no. But He still answers you. Sinasagot ka pa rin ng Diyos. When I asked Him that, Lord, take my life, He said no. Sabi ko, ngayon na. Take my life. Kunin mo na ako, O Diyos. And it was an outright no. Okay? At that time, nagagalit ako sa Diyos. I was so disappointed. But now, looking back, sa edad ko ngayon, I'm glad that He said no. Amen? I'm so happy that God knows how to say no to His beloved children. Mahirap kaya yan, tanggihan yung mga anak, di ba? It's so difficult. But God, in His great love for us, He says no. The third thing that God says, when you ask and you pray, the third thing He says is, just wait, not yet. Yan ang sagot ng Diyos. Diba? Okay. May nakita ko mga tao na humingi kagad, Lord,
Gusto ko ng yumaman. Gusto kong yumaman. Lord, payamanin mo na ako ngayon, ngayon, ngayon. And God says, not yet. Huwag muna. Magantay ka. Alam mo, kung mayabang ka at sakim ka sa pera at biglang sagutin ni Lord yung hingi mong yayaman ka, mas lalo kang magiging sakim. At yung pera mo ang sisira ng buhay mo. That's why God, when you pray for prosperity, I want to be rich, I want to be wealthy, God sometimes says, not yet. Not yet. Learn to work hard. Amen? Naiinis tayo pag may nakikita tayong mga mayayaman, di ba? But these people who are rich have learned to work hard. Tayo, minsan gusto nating yumaman lang na walang ka-effort-effort. Amen? Sometimes we like that. We want to get rich by just sleeping. Kalain mo natulog ka lang. Pagising mo sa umaga, mansyon na yung bahay mo. Yan ang gusto natin. Biglang yaman. But not with God. He says, not yet. Work out your talents. Work out your skills. Exercise your patience. Amen? Amen! Gusto mong yumaman at wala kang pasensya? Nako, patay ka dyan. That's why God works on your patience. Be patient. Okay? So what does God say to you when you pray? He sometimes would say, not yet. Huwag muna. Magantay ka lang. And the fourth, when you pray, God would say, trust me. Yan ang sagot ng Diyos sa'yo. Lord, Lord, gusto ko talaga maging successful na businessman. I want to be a good marine biologist. yun ang dream ko nung I was in high school and college. Make me a good marine biologist. And God said to me, trust me. Saligyan ka ako. And you know what? You know what? God gave me something more than I could even ask or imagine. Minsan ang hinihingi mo sa Diyos, eto lang. But what God has purpose and has set for you is much bigger. Amen? It's much bigger. There was a mother who talked to me, sabi niya, pinagdadasal ko yung husband ko na magbago. Pinagdadasal ko yung asawa ko, father, na magbago siya at tanggapin niya si Kristo. And he prayed, she prayed, and she prayed. Ang sabi niya, walang nangyayari, mas lalong nalulun sa alak yung asawa ko. But she kept on praying. And one day, nung nagbibihis siya papunta sa church, nagulat siya yung asawa niya nakabihis na. And the husband said, halika na, baka malate tayo. And the wife said, bakit, saka ba pupunta? Eh, usually pag Sunday, nakikipag-inuman yung asawa niya. And the husband said, hey, kasimba, baga kita. So na-shock siya. The husband decided to check. Paglabas nila, the husband called all the children, tinawag lahat ng bata. Sabi niya, Musyon, kasimba tanan. Eh, yung mga bata nandun na. Di ba? Kanyang mga bata eh. Eh, wala silang magawa. Yung tatay mismo ang nagsabi. Yukab. So the mother was just praying for the husband. But God's plan, God's intention was for the whole family. Her prayers is geared for the husband, but God used her prayers that the whole family, the children, and eventually the grandchildren will come to Christ.
So what does God say to us when we pray sometimes? Just trust me. Saligyan ka kon. Doon rin mong ginapangayo. Doon rin mong ginapangayo. Ay tanaw at ginuoron. Ay kaisot-isot man manat ginapangayo ka ra. You know? And God will say, trust me, I can give you something more. That's why your prayers come to you in a different form. Amen? Much better. Much better. Amen? I've asked God many times to teach my heart to love Him. Kasi may mga bagay minsan na pipilitan na ako gagawin ko. And I've asked God, sabi ko, I want to do things because I love you. And there are things in my life I do not because I love you. I do them because I want it and I enjoy it. And how did God answer that? I became a bishop. Okay? Now, marami akong bagay na kailangan gawin na kahit hindi ko gusto, kailangan kong gawin. And I have learned to love God more than myself and my wants. And I'm still growing. I have not reached that level yet. I am moving in that. You see, four ways He answers. Today, God is teaching us another ingredient that you should add to your prayer. So you should have faith. You should have the attitude of gratitude. You should be thankful in prayer. Then last Sunday, we talked about persistence. Don't give up. Not yet. Wag muna. Patuloy ka magdasal until you see the answer to your prayer. You have to be consistently persistent in prayer. Today, God is teaching us and giving us another element, another ingredient in how to make our prayers effective. Do you want your prayers to be effectual? Hindi yung nagdadasal ka sa hangin lang. You know? When you pray, something happens. Your prayers makes a difference in the world today. Today, God is teaching us about the ingredient of humility. When you pray, okay, we should be humble before God when we pray. Humility is not about self-loathing, yung kinasusuklaman mo yung sarili mo, wala akong kwentang tao, Diyos, pangit ako, hindi ganun. It's not self-loathing, it's not self-flagellation. True humility comes when you stand before God and you know who you are talking to. He is not like you. Amen? The God that you're talking to is the God of heaven and earth. He is the King of the universe. He is the maker of all things. You are not talking to a puny and small God. Although many people today have made their God small, pinaliit na nila yung Diyos nila. Amen? When you come before God, you should see Him as God, as He is. And if we are arrogant and we have pride in our heart, we will never see God as He is, because we will always see ourselves bigger than our God. Kaya pag may problema ka, maliit ang tingin mo sa Diyos, na mumroblema ka talaga. Bakit? Wala sa isip mo na itong Diyos na pupuntahan mo makakatulong sa'yo, because you look at Him, ang baba ng tingin mo sa Kanya, ang liit. But if you have a true perspective of who God is, how great and how powerful He is, I would always run to Him because He alone can help me. Dapat mabibalik yan sa isip natin. That is what humility is. Jesus, sabi niya, this story, the parable, is spoken to those who would trust in themselves for righteousness and they will look down upon others. So, in-explain na kaagad to. Who are these people? These are people who would trust in themselves more than they would trust God. And so this is what the parable is about. It's about how we come before God trusting in ourselves more than trusting in Him. Amen? We should not do that because that is not humility, that is arrogance. Amen? Masama bang may pride tayo? Sabi nila, hindi lahat ng pride masama. Like a father can be proud of his children, right? Is that wrong? No. You can boast of God. You can be proud of your Father in heaven. That's not bad. Arrogance is bad. Arrogance means it's about me. It's not about God at all. It's all about me. And this is what the story in our narrative today is about. There was a Pharisee who entered the temple. Okay? These are two contrasting people. Two people that are different. Two different prayers. And two different results. Okay? The Pharisees entered. Remember, ang iniisip natin pag sinabing Pariseo, pangit ka agad, masamang tao, di ba? Right? Pag sinabi mo, para kang Pariseo, you know? You think of Pharisees as bad people. No, no, they're not. In Jesus' time, the Pharisees are people who have committed themselves to obey the commandment. These are not bad people. These are not corrupt people. At least not all of them are corrupt. Hindi lahat. I have good examples of good Pharisees. One is Nicodemus, who eventually became a believer. He was a Pharisee. Okay? Another one. Sino pang kilala niyo sa Bible na Pariseo, pero mabuti? Si Joseph of Arimathea. He was a Pharisee. The Pharisees were not priests. Hindi sila mga pare. They were laymen. But they have made that commitment to really observe God's commandment. That's why when Jesus talked about the Pharisees and the tax collector, the publican, it was contrasting them because the Pharisees were considered to be good and moral people. Amen? Yan ang tingin ng mga tao noon. Hindi sila masasama. Yun, naging masama na lang later on when they encountered Christ and, you know, they cannot accept Christ. But the Pharisees in those times are considered by everyone as good people, righteous people. Then here comes a tax collector who came to the temple. Now, the tax collector in Jesus' time, these are considered traitors because they are Jewish people who are working for the enemy, the Roman government. And they would get taxes from the people at sinosobrahan nila yung tax. Pinapasobrahan nila yung buwis na kinukuha nila. Bakit? Because they skim off from the top. Kumukuha rin sila para sa sarili nila. Kumukupit din. So hindi pala yan bago sa panahon natin. Matagal na pala yan. No? Yun lang, aywan ko kung meron silang mga ghost project yun. Bagong imbento yata yan. But there was corruption. This tax collector, this publican is a corrupt person. And obviously Jesus was, when he was talking to the people, sabi niya, there was a Pharisee and contrasting that good man, the Pharisee, with a tax collector, talagang ang layo ng diferensya. Obviously the people will say, the Pharisee is a good person. Mas mabuti to. The tax collector, wow, that's bad person. But Jesus twists that. Twinis ni Jesus yan. So two different people, one person stayed in front before God, confident na confident. He approached and he tried to be close to the altar. But the tax collector stayed way back. Hindi nga siya makalapit sa sobrang hiya. Nahihiya siya. He could not even look up to face God in that direction. He was so ashamed of God. The publican and the Pharisees. And the Pharisees started to pray. The scripture says that the Pharisee started to pray to himself. Alam niyo ba, pwede kayong magdasal sa sarili niyo. You're talking to yourself. That can happen when there is pride. Every time pride and arrogance is in your heart, you cannot talk to God. You talk to yourself. So look at the prayer of the Pharisees. Ano sabi ng Pharisees? Oh God, I thank you. Okay? I thank you that I am not a bad person. I thank you that I do this. I tithe. I obey the law. You know, he's coming before God, presenting to God his accomplishments. And when you come before God and present your talents, your gifts, your accomplishment, you are not praying at all. I shared that with the choir and I told them, when I commissioned them, I reminded them, you are there to worship God, not because kayong pinakamagaling kumanta. If you're going to worship God with your talents and abilities only, that's not acceptable. You worship God with your commitment that I'm going to spend my life singing your praise. That's your heart. The Pharisees was talking to God, you know, I can do this, I can do that, I have done this for you, I have tithes, I have given to the poor. You know, he spoke of many things, lifting himself up before God. Ang sabi pa niya, sa sobrang yabang na, sa sobrang dami ng accomplishment niya, ito pang sinabi niya sa dulo, I thank you na hindi ako katulad ng isa dyan. You know? He was despising, he was looking down on others. This is what happens when you are so immersed in self-righteousness. You look down on other people. Amen? Amen. And we should not. We should not look down on others. No matter how good we are, no matter how presentable we are, we should not despise other people. Because we are all the same. Pare-pareho lang naman tayo. When we stand before God today, walang obispo, walang pare, lahat tayo pareho. We all stand before God. Walang mabait, walang mabuti. No, we stand before God the same. We are all sinners. Our pride blinds us to our own sin. When you are proud, when you are arrogant, you do not see your wretchedness. You do not see your weakness. You do not see how bad you are. You only see the mistakes of other people. That's the problem with pride. The Pharisees entered before God and he was talking to himself. That is not a prayer to God when you're boasting about your accomplishments. When you're telling God how good you are, that is not prayer. That's being proud before God. And in that pride, sa sobrang yabang niya, then he started to look down on other people. Sabi niya, I thank you, Lord, na hindi ako kagaya niyan, yung BIR na yan. You know? The publican
the tax collector when he entered the presence of God. Yung tax collector, mga mayayaman yan. In Jesus' days, the tax collectors, what they cannot achieve spiritually, they try to compensate it with money. Di naman sila talaga magiging mabuti, di? Kung hindi ka pwede maging mabuti, anong gagawin mo? Maging mayaman na lang. Okay? Hindi kayo nag-o-okay sa akin. Some people are like that. Wala nang pag-asa magbago, talagang masama ako. E di, gawin ko ng lahat para yumaman na lang. Because we now live in a society na kahit gaano ka pangit yung ugali mo, pag mayaman ka, people still look up to you. Yeah, this is, our society is like that now. It's about money, it's about being rich. Well, anyway, the publican, when he entered, even though he was rich, when he entered the presence of God, he knew, alam niya kaagad na yung kaharap niya, Diyos. Amen? Amen? You have to realize that. You don't compare yourself with other people. When you come before God, realize you are not holy like Him. Amen? Yun ang una mong intindihin. And this publican, because of that attitude, I know who I am facing today. I know who I am talking to this morning. I know who I'm worshiping today. It's God. The God who is all holy, all great, all powerful and mighty, always present. This is the person I am facing today. Pwede ba ibaling wala yan, yung person na yan? Can you just take God for granted? No, you cannot. Apart from God, you can do nothing. Ang sinasabi ni Kristo, apart from me, you can do nothing. Yeah, but yumaman ako, Lord. Successful ako. It's all because of the grace of God. We are what we are by the grace of God. I am not your bishop because I am the coolest person in the world. I am not your bishop because I am the most intelligent person in the church. I am not your bishop because I am the most spiritual person in this place. There are more spiritual person in this place, not the bishop. So bakit ka naging obispo? I am what I am by the grace of God. He called me. And I said, yes. I am no better than any one of you here. You sin, I sin. You make mistakes, I make mistakes. The publican knows this. That's why when he approached the temple, he could not even enter the temple. Ayaw niyong pumasok. Nandun siya sa likod. He felt so unworthy before this God. And you know, when you feel so unworthy before God, that's a good sign. Because you realize you are not talking to anyone but to God Himself, who is all great and all powerful. Apart from God, you can do nothing. You realize that. You may be successful in your career. You may be successful in your business, in your family. But it's all because of God's graciousness to you. Apart from God, I can do nothing. Without God, I am nothing. And that is first thing you have to realize when you pray. God is God. And the second thing you realize is, if He is God, then I am not. I am not God. Many times when we talk before God, para tayo ang Diyos, eh. Dinidiktahan natin ang Diyos. Lord, ito gawin mo ha. Lord, ito gawin mo. Lord, patayin mo na yan. Lord, baguhin mong buhay niyan. Tayong Diyos, utusan mo lang yung Diyos. Yeah, you do. When you approach God and you realize God is God, you have to understand, I am not God. You are not God. That's humility. The publican, when he entered, he would not even look up to heaven. He would not even come close to the altar. And all he can say, he cannot talk of any good work. He cannot talk of any accomplishment in his life. All he can say to God, he said, have mercy on me. Maawa ka sa akin. Makasalanan ako. I'm a sinner. Lord, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner. Two different prayers from two different people. And the people, when Jesus talked about that parable, when Jesus shared that parable, everyone thought that the Pharisees, yung Pharisee na nagpray na yon, yun ang mabuti. And they looked down upon the publican, but Jesus at the end of the story, he said, no, who do you think went home justified between the two? Most of them would probably say, it's the Pharisee. And Jesus said, it's the publican. Why? Why did he go home justified? Humility. God will always resist the proud, but he would give grace to the humble. And the point of the story, the point of the parable is this. He who exalts himself will be humbled. But he who humbles himself before God, God will exalt him. Humility is knowing who God is. Huwag mong kalimutan yan. Diyos yan. Humility is knowing who God is and knowing that I am not God. It's not my will, but His will be done in my life. I have so many mistakes in my life, and one time I came before God and I said, you know, I'm so dirty. Ang dungis ko, ang dumi ko. And I loathe myself, I hate myself for being so sinful. But God spoke to me in my heart, said, but I have forgiven you. And I said, no, Lord, yeah, even if you forgive me, I'm bad, I'm sinful, I have forgiven you. And the lesson I learned that day was that no matter how bad you are, if God forgives you, He is God, you are not. You better accept His forgiveness. Because sometimes we are so arrogant, we think our sins are greater than the grace of God. Nothing can be greater than the grace of God. You're going to be the bishop of the church. Oh Lord, I am nothing. I cannot be. I'm not good. I'm not bright. I'm worthless. And God said, I have called you. Sinong Diyos dito? Ikaw o ako? See, humility brings you to that reality. He gives grace to the humble. But to those who exalt themselves, He humbles them. Two different people, two different prayers, two different results. What happened? Sabi ni Jesus, who is justified after the prayer? And probably everybody said, it's the Pharisee. And Jesus said, no. Because he lifted up himself. Sabi niya, it's the tax collector, the sinner, that is now justified. You know, the word justified does not mean that God just forgive you. Hindi ibig sabihin niya, pinatawad ka lang ng Diyos. When God justifies you, He elevates you to a place in life where you are in right standing with Him. Amen? Hindi lang pinatawad ka. Ibang bagay yung pinatawad ka lang. Yeah, He did forgive you, but that's not all He did for you. When you humble yourself before God, He did not just forgive you your sins, He brings you up. He justifies you. What does it mean to justify, to be justified? He brings you up to a right standing with Him. And when you face God, it is as if you are sinless and blameless. Hindi naman yan totoo, Father. Marami tao, yeah, but that's how God sees you now. Yun ang tingin ng Diyos sa'yo. That gives hope. Amen? That's what God did. All because He humbled Himself before God. My dear brothers and sisters, we need faith. We need gratitude when we pray. We need to be persistent when we pray. But above all that, we should learn to humble ourselves when we talk to the Father. Everything is by the grace of God in your life. You're able to stand before God not because of your own righteousness and good works, which the Bible calls filthy rags. Amen? That's what our self-righteousness is. It's filthy rags before God. You stand before God not trusting in yourself, not trusting in your accomplishment. I'm able to stand before God because of His righteousness. I am able to stand before God not because of the good things I've done. I'm able to stand before God because of what Jesus did for me. Put your confidence in what God has done, not in what you have accomplished for yourself. They are nothing before God. Every accomplishment we have, we can never be arrogant and boast about them. When we stand before God, it's always, Lord, it's only by your grace that I am able to stand. Pray for your family. Number one, pray for your family. Put humility in your heart when you pray for them. Be consistent and persistent when you pray for your children. Be thankful every day to God for your family. And believe God. Amen? Believe God. I know God will answer my prayers. Amen? Did you learn something today? Let's all stand.